今天我分享的题目就是 When God remembers， 神纪念你。
So that's the message I'm gonna preach on today. When God remembers，
还记得这个电影吗？
Remember this movie？
好像这个 second 这个第二集要来了。
The okay, so this Coco 2 is coming. 是 Coco。
Yeah, Coco.
Coco 2 is coming.
这个故事跟一个墨西哥人有关系的文化。
So it's something about a Mexican culture.
他们认为啊，这个人死了以后啊，他的照片啊被家里人记住。
So they believe that when a person dies, the photos of that person has to be remembered.
如果所有人都忘记你的话，所有的家人都忘记你的话，你会经历第二次的死亡。
If you are forgotten by everyone in the family, you will experience the second death.
真正的死亡。
The real, the true death.
没有人纪念你，你就死了。
So no, when nobody remembers you, you will be dead.
其实我们中国的传统文化里边也有类似这样的纪念。
So in our traditional Chinese culture, we also have very similar idea.
我们不用照片了，我们用那个主神牌了，用那个祖先的那个名字。
So we don't use a picture, but we use a you know the ancestry plate.
Wow, this is really professional, Tristan. 所以很多的这个祠堂、乡村都是以祠堂为中心建立起来的。
So in the village, they have this, you know, like temples, or like a ceremonial burial area that you put your ancestry's plate, the name on it.
所以我就问我太太，我太太韩国人嘛，问她，我说你们韩国有没有
？So I asked my wife is a Korean, and asked her that, you know, do you have that in Korea?
她说只有那个大家族特别有钱的人才有。
She says only the big families, family with a lot of money, they might have it.
我说我们中国人人都有。
I told her that you know all of our families in China we all have.
所以那天我没有晚饭吃。
So that night she didn't allow me to have dinner.
是的，其实我们每一个人都渴望被纪念。
So every one of us wanted to be remembered.
今天的这个经文是跟洪水有关系。
So today the verses is related to the flood.
我很高兴外边的雨很大。这样的话给我们一个很好的背景去分享这段经文。
So I'm very grateful for the heavy rain today so that it gives us a great background when we share this verse.
我们先念一遍，一起念一遍中文的，再念一遍英文的 version 好吗？
So we're going to start with reading the English version and then, the Chinese, and then we're going to read the English version.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, start. 神纪念诺亚和诺亚方舟里的一切走兽牲畜。神叫风吹地，水势渐落。But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark, and the sound of wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Wow,
这个
picture, 这个 story, 这是史诗级别的啊。
So it's a very epic story.
但是诺亚不这么想了。
But Noah doesn't thought of the same.
诺亚说：“你们跟看电影一样。”
Noah said, "Okay, it seems like you're watching a movie, right?"
But 我在这盒子里面不开心了。
But when I'm stuck in the box, I was not happy.
在这个大盒子里面，诺亚那个雨下了多少天？诺亚关了多少天
？So how many days did it rain while Noah is locked up in this box?
150天。
150 days.
5个月。
5 months.
5个月啊，没有窗户。
So 5 months, no windows.
整个这个盖子一盖啊，里面黑乎乎的。
So when he put the lid on, so everything is dark.
很多很多的动物在那里。
So he was surrounded by lots of animals.
吃东西。
Eating.
Poop.
Pooping.
Give your shit. 那个味道应该不是特别好。
You can imagine the smell, the stench.
对，跟那个温迪他们去坐游轮不一样了。
It's different from you know do on a cruise, right?
Like, 那个不是 cruise， 那个没有自助餐。
It's not a cruise. You don't have all you can eat.
你可以想象他们 family 这个一家八口点个小灯，小油灯在那里做饭吃饭，然后被那个浪抛来抛去，抛来抛去。
Just imagine the family of eight. You know they start in this box. They have to cook.You know, and then being tossed by the waves.
这个方舟外面是一片漆黑。
So outside of the ark is all darkness.
天都破了，天的窗户打开了。
Yeah, so the window of heaven split open.
还有地震。
And earthquakes.
整个这个渊泉都打开了，水从地上也出来。
So all the deep water, you know, is all opened up.
整个的地球在 shaking.
So the whole earth was shaking.
整个以前的旧世界消失了。
So the old world was gone.
哇，不要再想什么信用卡呀。啊，什么这个什么什么自助外卖呀、啊，啊，这个银行系统、医院系统啊，一切他熟悉的那个旧世界的那个系统都消失了。
So no longer like money system, no longer remember like you. Well, there's no Uber, no skip the dish, no financial systems, no banking system, no medical system. Everything of the old was gone.
Yeah, 然后这个方舟里面呢一片漆黑。
So inside the box, inside the ark was dark.
这个诺亚是有信心。
Noah has faith.
那诺亚怎么把信心传递给自己的妻子
？So Noah passed on his faith to his wife.
他的儿子。
His son.
还有儿媳妇儿。
And the daughters-in-law.
还有这么一大群不会说人话的 wild animals.
And all those wild animals who does not speak human language.
一开始他会说哦，没关系的，没关系的，雨会停的。
At first he would say, okay, that's okay, you know, the rain will stop.
因为刚话没说完，一个浪头打过来，哦，砰！一下就打在了这个桥板上。
Before he can finish his sentence, a big huge wave came, and then all the family members crashed into the wall.
第二天他又说，哎呀，一定会好的，一定会停的，明天会更好。
Second day he said, okay, the rain will stop someday, you know, tomorrow will be a better day.
又一个浪头打过来，砰！
Another wave came, you know, like crashing into the earth.
日复一日，150天。
So day after day for 150 days.
神并没有告诉他哪一天结束。
God didn't tell him in advance when will be the last day.
他也不知道新的世界是什么样。
He doesn't know how the new world will look like.
你不觉得现在我们现在所处的这个世界就是这样的世界吗？
是的。
So don't you think that we are actually in this moment right now?
当我们亲爱的卡尼总理在达沃斯论坛发言的时候，他说我们现在的世界就是这个世界。
So our Prime Minister Carney said that we are actually in this moment right now.
旧的世界已经断裂了。
So the old world has been, you know, broken.
强者为所欲为。
So the stronger men are, you know, dominant the world.
弱者毫无办法。毫无怜悯。
And then the weak ones, we have, you know, no way to fight it back.
No mercy on them.
Yeah, no mercy for them. 没有什么恩典给他们。
这个世界里面，当旧世界正在沉沦。
So when the old world is being, you know, like passing away.
旧新的世界还没有到来。
But the new world haven't arrived yet.
我们应该怎么办
？What do we do?
你是不是可以体会到诺亚当时的一点心情？
Can you kind of know, like, can you taste what kind of things that was going through Noah's mind at that moment?
可能你很容易忽视这句话，神让风吹地。
So this might be something that you do not realize before. It says that God is hovering over the waters. 哎，不一样吗？为什么？
风吹。哦，这是另外一句。
Okay.
啊。
Okay.
这个，如果你对这句话不敏感的话。我要提醒你，在创世纪第一节第一章里面有一句话是什么？是神的灵在渊面运行，就是刚才安妮读这句话。当神的灵在这个大水之上渊面运行的时候，他在做什么
？So, first Genesis chapter 1, it says that God's spirit was hovering the earth, right? So, what was he doing at that time?
神正在创造一个新的世界。
He is creating a new world.
所以上帝不只是降了一场洪水。
So God didn't just send down the flood.
上帝创造了一个新天新地。
God created a new heaven and new earth.
上帝在新天新地里面与诺亚立约。
So in this new heaven and new earth, He made a covenant with Noah.
虽然下面外面的雨没有像诺亚时代那么大的洪水。
So even though our, you know,Weather is not as severe as during Noah's time.
但是世界的秩序确实在崩溃。
However, the order of this world is collapsing.
但我们不只是看到这个世界的崩溃。
But we are not just witnessing the collapsing of this world.
我们也看到耶稣快要来了。
We also see that Jesus is coming soon.
他要创造新天新地。
He will be here to create the new heaven and the new earth.
他已经借着十字架和我们这些人立约。
He already made the covenant with us by, you know, crucified on the cross.
对，所以说十字架比彩虹更好。
So the cross is better than the rainbow.
对，耶稣比诺亚更有义。
So Jesus is more righteous than Noah.
我们的这个救恩比方舟更稳固。
Our salvation is more stable than the ark.
我们比诺亚看得更远更清楚。
We can see further and more clear than Noah.
因为我们相信神纪念这个世界。
Because we know that God remembered.
这是一个他新造的世界。
So this is a new world that he has created.
在希伯来文中啊，这三个字是一个词。
So,
灵和气息 breath.
So in Hebrew, the word wind, spirit, and breath are actually the same word.
Yeah, 特别有意思。我们中文早期的甲骨文 ancient Chinese, 这个风、火、水也是一个字。
So in ancient Chinese character, the wind, fire, and water are also the same character.
它流动啊。
Because it's a what?是流
动的，对，流动
的。Okay, so it's a
flowing.
Yeah, okay, flowing. Okay, flowing substance.
这时候我们会看到圣灵特别强烈的工作。
So at this moment, we'll see the Holy Spirit working.
跟别的时候不一样。
And it's different from other times.
因为圣灵正在预备最后的新天新地的降临。
Because the Holy Spirit is preparing for the new heaven and new earth.
我们正站在旧世界和新世界的分界线上。
So while we are standing between the new earth and the old earth,
神纪念世界，纪念我们。
So God remembered us, remember this world.
我们看看纪念这两个字。
Let's look at this Chinese character, remember.
这是两个动作。
So it's two verbs, verb characters.
就是 two actions.
Yeah, two action words.
纪、
yeah.
是什么？你看左边是什么？
言
言说话，对不对？有话语出来。右边是什么？一个人跪在地上，他在记录。
OK，
记录天上来的话。
OK， so the first character on the side, so the very left corner means spoken words. So on the other side is a man that kneeling down and written down.
念，念是什么？念是上面一个口。
So
一个说话的口。我们今天写成金了，但是以前甲骨文是一个说话的口，从天上说话的口。
So that character is actually means a open a mouth that is speaking.
底下是心，用心来接受天上的话语。
And on the bottom is heart, so we are using our heart to receive.
上帝不但纪念我们。
So not only God remembered us.
他还不停地对我们说话。
And he continuously to speak to us.
他一直把他创造世界托住世界。救赎这个世界的话语临到我们。
So continuously to giving us this world, this word that created the earth and sustained the earth.
我们会常常有这样的误会。
Sometimes we have this misunderstanding.
我拥有什么，我是就是什么样的人。
I am who I have.
如果你在北京旅行的话
，If you travel in Beijing,
他那个出租车司机会问你。挣多少钱啊
？So the taxi driver will ask you, how much money do you make?
你干什么工作的呀
？What do you do?
你不要以为他在侵犯你的隐私。
Don't you think that he is, you know, asking your privacy?
他想只是要知道你的社会角色，来选择用什么样的尊敬来对待你。
He just trying to understand your status in the society so that he can know how to, you know, treat you accordingly.
这就是世界对你的这个认对你的认识。
So this is how the world recognizes you.
你的银行里有多少存款
？So how much money you have in your bank?
你就是什么样的人
？Then you are who you are.
这是为什么这个 President Trump 经常强调 I'm rich.
Say
Trump.
That's why Donald Trump always say, "I'm rich man."
I'm rich.
I'm rich.
他来提醒你，我值得你尊重。
He is reminding you that I am worthy of your respect.
I have a lot.
Yeah, I have a lot.
I give you a shit.
我有很多，我就可以给你苦日子。
但是在上帝的眼里不是这样。
But in God's eyes, it's not like that.
不是我们拥有什么，我们是什么样的人。
It's not who we are. Because of how much we have.
因为无论我们拥有多少，在上帝面前都是 too little.
Yeah, no matter how much we have, it's just, you know, like, it's too little in God's eye.
他不在乎你拥有什么。
He doesn't care about how much you have.
他在乎他所创造的。
He cares about who he has created.
是被爱的。
Who he loved.
而且是能够有爱的能力的。
And also someone who has his ability to love.
我们不是拥有什么而存在。
We are not existed because who we have, I mean, how much we have.
我们是因为上帝纪念我们而存在。
We assisted in here because God remembered us.
这是一个非常重要的真相。
So it's a very, you know, important truth.
所以当你祷告的时候，你不是想去上帝要什么，像 shopping list 一样，去上帝给让上帝要什么啊？我建立一个 Walmart， 建立 Costco， 上帝，这是我的 shopping list， 给我命，给我命。
So that's why when you pray, you are not giving God a shopping list. No, God, give me this, give me that, give me that.
而是你像小孩子一样来到上帝的面前。
So you come before him like a little child.
可能你一无所有。
Maybe you don't have anything.
甚至赤身露体。
So maybe you are naked.
身上还沾满了很多脏东西。
Or maybe you are covered with filth.
但是你伸开双臂。
But when you open up your arms.
Call him, Daddy.
叫他，我叫他爸爸。
天父阿爸。
Heavenly Father.
当上帝 remember you， 他纪念你。
So when God remembered you，
you will be rich。
啊，你就变成有钱人了。
这个翻译的有点直接，你就有丰富的生命。
You will have abundant life。
你就可以变得圣洁。
You can become holy。
你可以 grow up。
你可以长大。
你就被他一直的纪念。
You will be continuously remembered by him.
但是我们太调皮，太悖逆。
But we are too rebellious, too naughty.
我们跑到那边去，跑到这边去。
Yeah, we try to run to here and there.
不愿意站在上帝的面
前被纪念。But we don't want to stand before God to be remembered by him.
上帝就会叫你。
And then the God will come.
把你抓回到他的面前。
He will just set you over.
提醒你。
And to remind you.
I remember you.
我纪念你。
I remember you.
我纪念你，
但是纪念是不是会有 remember 还会有另外一个意思啊？
我记得你，
你要干坏事，我看见了。
I see that you did something wrong.
你无论做什么，在他的面前。
So no matter what you did, you are still before him.
这就是我们的 human being.
So that's who we are as a human being.
因为上帝让他的气息进入到怎么样？进入到那个尘土中。
Because God, you know, put this breath into the.Dirt, the earth.
那个尘土就变成了有灵的活人。
And this dirt became a breathing human beings.
这个名字就叫亚当。
So his name is Adam.
就是尘土。
Means dirt.
即使是稀土，它也是土。
So even like dirt is dirt, right?
稀土应该翻译成
rare
earth.
Rare earth.Oh, even if you are like a rare
卖得很贵
earth, you are still dirt.
它还是土。
Still dirt.
但是因为神纪念我们。
But because God remembered us.
他的灵在我们里面做记号。
So he marked us in our spirit.
我们从此不再一样。
So we are no longer the same.
神纪念你。
So God remembered you.
让我们彼此提醒一下好不好？
Can we remind each other?
God remembers you.
God remembered you.
God remember you.
神纪念你。
You are remembered.
你是被纪念的。
神的纪念，我举三个特点。
So I will give three different scenarios.
因为我们人类之间的纪念，我们经常会理解成一种 emotional 的一种。
Okay.
情绪情感的东西。
So when we say we remember each other, like in human sense, like it's more emotional wise, you know.
对，我打电话给妈妈，哎，我妈妈，我想念你。
So you call your mom, mom, I missed you.
其实没有，妈妈。
Actually, you're not.
因为我很忙啊。
Because I'm very busy.
但是我这么说，我妈会很高兴。
Because if I said that, my mom would be happy.
还会给我零花钱。
And she maybe gave me some pocket money.
所以我会说，妈妈，我想念你，纪念你。
So that's why I said, okay, mom, I miss you, I remember you. And then the mom start giving money.
但是上帝纪念我们不是这样。
But God doesn't remember us the same way.
上帝是在他的约里面纪念我们。
God remembered us in His covenant.
其实虽然 Hebrew 它这个希伯来文啊，它是一种拼音文字。
So Hebrew is like a.
但是他从他创造的时候，他也有很多的意象在哪里。
But when this Hebrew characters are created, letter are created, it has a lot of
意象，意思的意。
意象。
啊，意思的意啊，比如说这个立约，它的原来的意思是什么呢？就这个人啊，把这个钉子钉很高的地方，嘣嘣嘣嘣，一个钉子钉很高的地方。
So this covenant initially it means that someone nails something like on a.
一指，哎，咱们俩立个约啊，有点像咱们中国古代那个结绳记事一样，咱们俩立个约。
So it seems like okay, let's make a covenant. It's very similar to you know the Chinese way of making a covenant.
但是不是我们俩就人之间的这种 business deal, make a deal.
Okay, it's not like a business contract.
它是什么？它是一个强者单方面的宣告。以后我保护你，我照顾你。
It's more like a dominant character saying that, okay, from now on, I will be your protector.
这个约永远不改变。
So this covenant will never change.
在我们还是我们没有出生之前
，even before we were born，
上帝和你的这个约就已经立了。
God has already had that covenant with you.
奇妙，我们还没有在母腹之中成为胎形。我们居然在永恒之中和上帝已经有这个约了。
So even before we were conceived, we already have this covenant with God.
即使你忘记了，他没有忘记。
Even if you forget, he never forgets.
即使你不信了，他还是没有忘记。
Even if you do not believe it, he will still remember.
即使你软弱了，你想逃跑，他还是没有忘记。
Even if you are weak, you want to run away, he will still remembers.
对，我们有时候经常会祷告说：“哎呀，主啊，我跟他结婚，行不行？”我这个汽车应该不应该买？我是应该上 UBC 还是上这个 SFU？
So a lot of time we ask God, can we marry this person? Should I go to SFU or go to UBC? Can I buy this car or not?
其实这个选择是上帝给你的自由。
Actually, these are the you know the freedom that God has given you, you know, to make your own choice.
但上帝他在约里面保证一件事。
But in His God's covenant, He will promise one thing.
你无论是往左走还是往右走
，No matter if you going left or going right,
他都保证你最后回到他的面前。
He will protect. I mean, He will keep you to the end. You know, you will always come back to Him.
让你穿过这个旧世界的迷雾和一切的匮乏、疑惑、软弱。
So that you can go through all this, you know, old words, you know, mist, you know, all this confusion in this world, and then come back to Him.
穿过这个破碎、混乱和悖逆的世界。
So going through all this brokenness, all this chaos in this earth.
穿着圣洁的衣服。
And then you will be clothed with holiness.
重新站在他的面前。
And you will stand firm again before Him.
他会问你，你是男人、女人？
And he will ask you, are you a male or female?
只是中国人还是加拿大人？
Are you Chinese or Canadian?
你是美国人还是德国人？
Are you American or German?
博士毕业还是高中毕业？
Do you have your PhD or you just graduated from
high school? 银行里存了多少钱？
How much money you have in the bank?
他甚至在这个世界上最关心的问题他都不会问。
So all this world cares, you know, those questions he will not ask.
只问你一个问题，是他向西门问过的那样。
So he's only going to ask you one question. That question he also asked Simon Peter.
Simon, 你爱我吗？
Simon Peter, do you love me?
Simon, 你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
Simon, 你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
然后他要告诉你，我一直纪念你。
And then he will say, I've always remembered you.
这就是神对你的纪念，不是情绪性的。
So that's how God remembered us, not emotionally wise.
是一个永恒的约。
It's a covenant, everlasting covenant.
第二，神的纪念，它是一个行动。
So and also God's covenant, God's remembrance is more like an action.
对，我们去小时候，其实我们现在就都很多人都已经为人父母了啊。但是我们小时候记不记得？我们去跟我们父母要什么东西的时候，我们遇到困境的时候，父母经常会这样说。
So even though a lot of us are, you know, already parents, like, do you remember when you were young, when you, you know, tried to go to your parent, trying to get something, and usually that's what your parent would say to you.
行，我就会这样说，去找你妈妈。
So because I'm a dad, I always say go ask your mom.
但是可能是妈妈说会说去找你爸爸。
And then your mom might usually say, okay, go ask your dad.
或者说我太忙。
Or you say, oh, I'm too busy.
Oh, sorry, I 也没有办法。
Sorry, I have no way of helping you.
所以有时候孩子对父母失望，他也是有道理的。
So a lot of times when your children are disappointed in you, is kind of reasonable.
因为他对我们的困境和要求没法提供实际性的帮助。
Because in all our troubles, our difficulties, they cannot provide like very practical help.
神不一样。
But God is different.
他要回应。
He will respond to you.
他要具体的行动。
And he will, have his action plan.
第三，神的临在。
Third is that God's presence.
当我们具体的活在一个处境中的时候。
So when we are in this situation.
这就是我们人类的一个特别的一个特质。
So it's one of the characteristics as a human.
我们没法把时间的这个时间往后调一秒钟，调不了。
So we cannot turn back time, not even 1 second.
我们也不能把时间往前再推进快一点。
We cannot, move ahead of time.
所以我们拿这个遥控器铁器，那个电影快进是2倍，往后退2倍。
So when we watch a movie, we try to go backwards or go forward, or go faster.
我们常常会处在一种困境里。
So a lot of time we are in this difficult situation.
就像诺亚在方舟里一样。
Just like Noah in his ark.
那150天。
150 days.
在大浪中飘摇。
So tossed in the big waves.
不知道哪。明天会怎么样？
And he doesn't know what's gonna come tomorrow, the next day.
神就像他在方舟里陪着诺亚一样。
So God is just like, when he was with Noah, he's with us.
他也在你的处境中陪着你。
He's also with you in all your troubles.
在黑暗中陪着你。
He's with you in the darkness.
如果上帝没有临在的方舟中。
If God wasn't in the ark, present in the ark,
诺亚一家不可能坚持150天。
Noah's family will not last for 150 days.
哈佛大学做过这样的洞穴训这个试验。
So Harvard has this study of caves study cave 吗？
对，洞穴是很深的洞穴，地下差不多70米。
So it's a very deep cave, like 70 meters below ground.
这个说看看人类没有时间。没有光线日光嘛，这样的情况下他能够坚持多长时间
So just to test how long a man can last inside a cave without sunlight, without the knowing of the timings.
有一个女士接受了这个挑战。
So one lady accepted the challenge.
她觉得自己是绝对的一个宅女。
She thought of herself that she is a very introvert person.
不愿意跟别人接触。
She doesn't like to, associate herself.
愿意一个人独处。
She likes to spend time alone.
她有这个什么光？她有光源，她可以看书。
They have light source for her to read a book.
她可以写东西。
And she can write.
她有充足的食物。
She has enough food and water.
可以洗澡锻炼。
She can exercise. She can shower in the cave.
哇，这样的试验我也想做。
I want to be in that study too.
还可以玩游戏，还可以做好的好玩的事情。
You can play games. You can do many things interesting.
她坚持了121天。
And she lasts for 121 days.
她觉得自己都待了3年了。
She thought she spent 3 years there.
没有人可以在这样一个孤独的封闭的环境中坚持这么久。
So no one can stand that long in this isolated situation.
除非神在我们中间。
Unless God is with us.
我们每个人其实每个人都有 story， 都有故事。
So all of us has our own stories.
我们都经历过人生很艰难的环境。
We all went through deep valleys of this earth.
你可能没有感觉到。
You might not notice.
但是神一直纪念你。
But God always remembers you.
一直临在你的生命。
Always present with you.
你将在以后的时间中，反复的印证确认这个信息。
And you will continuously to testify this truth in your life later.
上帝他一直纪念与你的约。
So God continues to remember the covenant that he has with you.
上帝一直在回应你的需要。
He continues to respond to your needs.
上帝一直在临在你的困境。
He is always present in all your difficulties and all your troubles.
Abraham.
Abraham,
他的儿子，他侄子罗德被抓走了。
So when his niece, nephew Lot was taken away.
对面有军队，有强大的武力。
So there is a big army, enemies.
他呼求。
And he cried out.
他的侄子得救了。
And his nephew got saved.
拉结。
And Rachel.
他的婚姻生活很艰难。
So she had a difficult marriage.
当时一个女人如果不能生孩子的话，是巨大的羞耻。
So at that time, when a woman cannot conceive, is a great shame.
她向神呼求。
So she cried out to God.
神赐给她儿子。
And God gave her sons.
约瑟。
So Joseph.
Wow, 改变了整个世界。
So it totally transformed the whole earth.
以色列人在埃及做奴隶。
So when Israelites were in Egypt, as you know, as a slave, as slaves.
他们的呼喊声、哀求声。达于上天。
When their cries reached to the heaven.
于是，摩西被兴起来。
So God raised up Moses.
有了出埃及记。
So that we have the Exodus.
今天你的困境、你的处境是什么
？So today, what is your difficult situation?
不要定睛在这个混乱的世界。
Do not focus on this world of chaos.
回头看见十字架。
So turn back and look at the cross.
神在十字架里面，在福音里面一直纪念你。
So God remember you in the cross, in this gospel,
一直的回应你
and continuously to respond to
you. 一直的临在，与你同在
and He's always with you.
你看，这个中文的生命这两个字。
So let's look at this character in Chinese means life.
你看这个生字。
Look at this 生。
它是一个种子埋到地里面。
So means a seed that is planted.
然后一个小禾苗就。
Okay, so this little one, is something sprouted out.
所以中国古人很早就发现了这个事实。
So, ancient Chinese know this truth.
一个生命，它有一个种下种子、发芽、生长的过程。
So, as a life, it has this process of being planted and then sprouted.
你的新生命，上帝为你预备的新世界。就在这发芽生长的过程。
So your new life in this new earth that God is creating, you are being planted and you are going to sprout.
今日流泪撒种的，明日必要欢笑收割。
So those who sow in tears today, you will reap a harvest tomorrow.
这个命，现在的中文把人放在上面。
So the character 命。So nowadays, as a Chinese, we put man on the top of that character.
In the beginning, 最初的时候不是这样。
But it wasn't like that in the beginning.
是那个口在上面。
So it was the character mouth on top of that.
就像今年的念一样。
Just like the character 念 we saw earlier.
念是天上的口，对着你的心说话。
So 念 is also a speech, a mouth speaking to you.
这个命是什么？是天上的口，对一个跪着的人说话。
So that word "命" means life is a mouth from heaven speaking to a person kneeling down.
我们的膝盖是受伤了吗
？So, did you hurt your knee?
我们很难在上帝面前跪下。
So, how can we? It's so hard for us to kneel before God.
我们心里满是骄傲。
So we are full of pride.
我们想用科学来解释一切的神迹。
We want to explain every miracles by, you know, explanation of the science.
用科技来代替与上帝的圣约。
We want to replace God with technology.
想用自己的手段让杜甫得饱足，让疾病和死亡远离。
So we want to, you know, use our own hands to cure all the disease, and we want to use our own hand to create.
甚至有人说我们可以用 AI 和机器人来替代这个碳基的生命，把我们改造成一直活着的样子。
So they said that we could use AI, you know, to replace our carbon body so that we can continue to live.
但是一直活着不是永生。
But to live forever is not eternity.
一直活着不是一定是生命。
So something that lives forever doesn't mean it's alive.
一直活着不见得是祝福。
So continuous to live doesn't mean a blessing.
因为我在 ICU 工作了这半年。
So because I was working in ICU for the past 6 months.
加拿大的 ICU 的这个设施是非常好的。
So the Canadian ICU has the best equipment.
有个中国医生，中国医生告诉我，真的是世界一流的 ICU。
Yeah, so one of the Chinese doctor told me that it's the world class, you know, ICUs.
但是我看到很多人非常非常非常痛苦的活着。
But I see so many people, although they are living, but they're living in so much pain.
我跟我太太说，哦，别让我把我以后老的时候别把我送 ICU。
I told my wife when I'm old, do not send me to ICU.
Let me go.
Just let me go. 就让我死吧。
我太太说，你放心。No worry too much.
My wife said, 不要担心 do not worry.
你后悔都不行。
You can't even regret, you know. You don't have the chance to regret.
没有上帝的纪念。
So without God remember you.
没有上帝的气息。
If with God, without God's breath on you.
没有上帝的灵。
Without God's spirit on you.
没有上帝的同在。
With God, with God's presence with you.
就不是生命。
It's not life.
就不是永生。
It's not eternity.
就不是爱和幸福。
It's not love, it's not happiness.
我们不是永远活着。
We are not just live forever.
我们是在上帝里面成为一个新造的生命。
But we are going to be this new creation in God.
就像他起初造亚当那样。
Just like when he first created Adam.
成为一个有灵的活人。
Become a person with, you know, true breath, you know, breathing human.
我陪同一个这个腿部残疾的一个老大姐。
So I was with this woman who limped from like bottom down.
每周给他有一个小时分享一句经文。
So every week I share a scripture with her.
她已经身患两种癌症。
She has two cancers.
身体非常痛苦。
In a lot of pain in the body.
她就想问说，你说我在上帝面前能不能有一条新的腿可以行动走起来。
And she asked me, can I have this new leg in God so that I can, you know, walk again?
我说您想小了。
I said,
格局小了。
I told her, it's, you know, you are not asking big enough.
因为上帝要我们所得的新的生命。
Because God wants us to have this new life.
是一个非常像他的生命。
It's a life that, you know, very similar to what his life is.
他把所造的万物都要丰丰富富的赐给我们。
Everything he created, he will give it to us abundantly.
他连自己的儿子都没有不舍得。
So even he, you know, did not, he sacrificed his own son for us.
他怎么会吝啬他把他的一些 character, 他的一些特质分享给我们的。
So how can he be so, you know, selfish, not giving us his character?
一个被神纪念的人。
So a person that has been remembered by God.
你的新生命正在被酝酿，被建造。
So your new life is being, you know, cultivating.
我们所盼着的是耶稣再来的时候。
So what we are hope for is when Jesus comes.
让我们这个新生命完成最后的蜕变。
So that our new life will finish this last molding.
一个荣耀的身体。
A glorious body.
一个在耶稣里复活的新生命。
A new life that is being resurrected in Jesus.
如此的圣洁。
And is holy.
如此的荣耀。
And is glorious.
如此的健壮。
And is strong.
你想走。
You want to walk?
You can fly.
你可以飞。
你要飞起来。
You're going to fly.
像天使一样。
Just like the angel.
上下翻飞，把荣耀赞美。
You can fly. You know.
你要在天空中唱歌。
You will be singing in the sky.
你要对着星辰大海唱歌。
You will be singing to the stars and to the ocean.
你要被爱充满。
You will be filled with love.
到时候我们还会彼此认识。
And we will know, still recognize each other.
我跟你说，所有得救的人啊，他们每个人的关系还不一样的。
So all of us who have been saved, you know, we all have different relationships.
因为我们怎么样，曾经在同一个家庭里面。
Because we are used to be in one family.
我们同在一个教会里面。
We used to be in the same church.
我们彼此介绍，哎，这是以前我们一起敬拜过的。哇，那个人唱敬拜特别好。
We will say, okay, yeah, this person was in the worship team. That person sings really well. That person prays really well.
妈妈也特别骄傲。
The mom would be so proud.
这是我的女儿，以前做过我女儿的。
She was used to be my daughter.
这是以前做过我儿子的。
He is used to be my son's.
现在，以前他喜欢吃外卖。
He used to like to eat takeouts.
现在他只吃生命树的果子。
But now he only eats the fruit from the find the trail of life.
是的，阿门。
Yes, amen.
我们要在这个崩坏的世界、黑暗的世界里面。
So we will be in this shaking world, this world of destruction.
记住神纪念你。
To remember that God still remembers you.
他回应你的需要。
And He will respond to all your needs.
临在和你同在。
He will be present with you.
你是被神纪念的。
You are being remembered by God.
阿门。
阿门。
你会走遍温哥华所有的教会。
So you may go to all churches in Vancouver.
你会发现在主日学里面基本都有这幅画。
So in all the Sunday school, they usually show you this picture.
诺亚方舟是主日学不变的主题。
Noah's Ark is always the topic when they teach in Sunday school. Why?
Why?
动物可爱。
对呀，有好多好多可爱的动物，是不是？
Because they have these lovely, cute animals, right?
当我们觉得自己的身份稳定的时候。
So when we are confirmed with our identity.
你会让你觉得被爱充满的时候
，When you are filled with love，
你自然而然就开始观察周围的环境。
And eventually you will start, you know, noticing, you know, the environment around you.
想把上帝给你的丰盛、给你的爱、给你的祝福怎么样，跟我分享出去。
And then you want to give all the abundance I give you, and then you want to share with those.
就像诺亚领受了那个，就像那个亚当领受了上帝的使命，去管理伊甸园一样。
Just like Adam when he received the mission from God, you know, to to manage the garden.
这是我们的一个天赋，这是我们的一个 gift。我们会自然而然地发现我们家庭的需要，发现这个世界的需要。
So this is a gift that God gave us. So eventually we'll notice the needs in our family, the needs in our society.
你注意到没有？上帝不只是和诺亚立约。
So remember that God doesn't just make a covenant with Noah.
上帝纪念诺亚和方舟里的一切走兽牲畜。
So God remembered Noah as well as all the living animals in the ark.
我很骄傲，我生活在一个非常热爱大自然、热爱环境的国度里。
So I'm very grateful that I'm living in this country that has love for nature.
我们知道这个最有名的一个环境环保组织——绿色和平。
So we know Greenpeace.
对。在加拿大被建立的。
Established in Canada.
加拿大人对环境的保护甚至超出了我们的理解。
So Canadians have, you know, this mindset of protecting the environment is like more than what we could imagine.
挣钱不重要。
So money is not important.
加拿大的石油储量和沙特阿拉伯一样。
So we actually have the oil reserve, you know, so much is equivalent to the Arabian countries.
它储存的淡水和各种的贵金属，是世界上最丰富的国家之一。
And Canada is one of the most resourceful countries with all the minerals, the waters, the fresh waters.
但加拿大环保的法律法规是全世界最严格。
But Canadians, Canada also have the strict laws and regulation in regarding to protecting the environment.
但我想说一句，如果这些保护没有上帝的纪念，不在上帝的约里面，这些保护都不能带来好的结果。
But if those, you know, protective rules are not being remembered by God, I don't think there will be good consequences coming out of it.
现在加拿大不是需要更多的环保法案。
So Canada doesn't need more like laws and regulations.
加拿大需要回到上帝的面前。
In regards to environment, but we need to return. God, Canada need to return to the presence of God.
这个信息其实也让我们对福音有更深的看见。
So this message also gives us a broader understanding of the gospel.
上帝纪念你，拯救你。
God remember you, and He saved you.
但是不是 only you.
不是什么？
不是只有你。
But not only you.
这个福音包括了整个世界的救赎。
So this salvation is worldwide.
我们像诺亚一样，诺亚是代表人类，代表整个被造世界与上帝立约。
So we just like Noah. Say that again.
诺亚代表他的家庭
okay, okay.
代表整个被造世界与上帝立约。
So Noah made this covenant like representing his family, this new world.
哇，当你宣告我是上帝的王子和公主的时候。
So when you are proclaiming that you are the prince, the princess of God.
哦，你不要只是高兴，哇，我现在是王子，我现在是公主。
But please don't be just happy. Okay, I am the prince. I'm in the princess now.
王子和公主是有责任的。
So as a prince or princess, there is responsibilities.
当你站在上帝面前的时候
，When you stand before God,
你和其他的弟兄姐妹一起，是在耶稣基督里，也代表着整个被造世界。
So, in Jesus Christ, you and other brothers and sisters, you are representing the whole earth.
上求主把我们的眼睛啊拉得更长远。
So we're praying that God will help us to see further.
不只是盯在自己身，哎，我这有块疤，我这有个伤口，我这有个需要，不要只是盯着自己。
Do not just focus on yourself. Okay, I have this womb, I have this need.
Open your heart.
打开你的心。
Open your eyes.
打开你的眼睛。
整个世界。
The whole earth.
你要和耶稣一起面对。
You need to face this earth with this world with Jesus.
整个福音向你敞开的时候
，When the gospel is opening to you,
你会看到其中的丰盛。
You will see the abundance that is in it.
你也会看到自己的责任。
And you will also see your responsibility as well.
好，今天我们回应一下今天我们分享的信息。
So let's just summarize.
我们今天处的时代其实也是一个诺亚方舟的新的诺亚方舟的故事。
So the timing we are in is also another story of Noah's time.
耶稣基督，一个比诺亚更加 righteousness 更有义的人。
So Jesus Christ as a man who are more righteous than Noah.
他的十字架，他的身体就成为我们今天新的方舟。
So his body, his cross become our new art today.
诺亚被神纪念。
So Noah was being remembered by God.
洪水退去。
So the flood receded.
整个世界被有一个新的创造。
So this world was being recreated.
同样，耶稣被神纪念。
The same way Jesus was remembered by God.
他在十字架上死而复活。
In the cross, on the cross, he resurrected.
一个新天新地也为我们而预备。
So this new heaven and new earth has been prepared for us.
你知道？耶稣在十字架上喊：“神啊，神啊，为什么离弃我？”
So you know when Jesus was crucified on the cross, he cried out to God, "God."
我们和诺亚时代的人可以一同回应这个问题。
So us with Noah, we can also respond to this question.
为什么你在十字架上被神弃绝
？Why have you forsaken me on the cross？
就是从诺亚时代到今天，到你再来的时候。这整个的人类世界中每一个求主被神求着神被神纪念的人你替我们担当了一切
so from Noah's time till now to Jesus' time till now so every one of us just like Moses you will be remembered by God
我从我原来我所是我原来是什么所是我本该被洪水吞没被死亡吞没的人
So I'm supposed to be drowning in the flood.
借着他在十字架上所做的，我现在成为一个被神所纪念的人。
But because what he did on the cross, I become a person that's been remembered by God.
永远活在他的圣约里的人。
So someone that will continuously live in his covenants.
当这个世界混乱崩溃，洪水滔天。
So when this war and this chaos are in the flood.
你不要太悲观。
Do not be too pessimistic.
哇 ，IELTS 7.5，因为神他纪念你。
Because God remembers you.
当你这个方舟啊，你的处境上下颠簸，又黑暗又困苦。
But so when you're in this arrow, when you're being tossed by the wave.
你不要太焦虑。
Do not be too worried.
因为一直是神在掌权。
Because you know that God is always in control.
当前方的道路似乎被隐藏，层层的迷雾包围着你。
So when you doesn't, you know, when you look for a way out, but you wasn't able to see the way because you were covered with the mist.
你不知道往左去还是往右去。
You don't know where to go, right or left.
不要太彷徨。
Do not worry.
因为神知道你的方向。
Because God knows your way.
他一直在等待。
And he is always there waiting for you.
愿神的纪念临到你和我。
So may God remember each one of us, you and me.
Make sure, 我们一直在耶稣的方舟里。
So we need to make sure that we'll be continuously, you know, live in God's art.
一个新的世界就要向我们展现开。
A new heaven and earth will be revealed to us.
让我们一起来做祷告。
So let's pray.
主啊，真的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在外面大雨的时候，你给我们一个特别温暖、特别舒适的环境去敬拜你。
So even though the rain is heavy, but you created this, you know, comforting place for us to worship you.
你的圣灵在这里自由的运行。
Your Holy Spirit move freely in us.
让我们每个人都在你里面得到这样的确认。
So that each one of us have this confirmation.
你和我们同在。
That you are with us.
你纪念我们。
You remembered us.
你知道我们的一切需要。
And you know all our needs.
你的一切的恩典是够我们用的。
And all of your grace is sufficient for us.
求你也兴起我们。
And also rise up us.
活出我们应该在你约里面的样子。
So that we can live, according you have what you have called us.
不是我们能行出什么样的善事来，
not by the good things that we do.
而是你的新创造会越来越像你。
But rather we'll become more and more like you.
愿你在我们的教会，在我们的团契中。
May you be with us in our church, in our fellowship.
兴起你对话语的热心。
And so that you can rise up this passion for your words.
兴起我们对祷告的热心。
So we rise up so that we have this passion for prayer.
兴起我们对你临在同在的热心。
So that we have this passion, you know, to have you with us, you know, in your presence, Lord.
让我们弟兄姐妹们都起来为你做美好的见证。
So that all our brothers and sisters can all rise up and then be good testimonies to your
word. 当我们的疾病得医治的时候，
so when our bodies are healed,
我们感谢你。
We praise you.
当我们的生活得供应的时候，我们感谢你。
When we've been supplied with all our needs, we want to praise you.
当我们与你和好的时候，我们也能够合而为一的时候，我们感谢你。
So we were reconciled with you. When we be in one with you, we thank you.
让我们真的是能向更多的人能够分享你的祝福，把你的爱传递出去。
So that we can share with other people about your love, so that we can also spread the gospel.
我们要对这个世界大声的喊。
We will shout loud to the world.
神一直纪念你。
God will always remember you.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
哈利路亚。给耶稣一个掌声。谢谢安娜，安娜辛苦了。